Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, 39 books. Yeah, come on. Yo, keep me out the book and die and read. Speak these words to plant your holy seed. Obey his voice, know him and believe. Understand his shot is none but he. In the beginning, he told us the ending that we wasn't winning because of the sin and the 450 and showers descended. He can prevent it, and this is our genesis. So I ate to this single day.
The light has come, the glory of God has risen up on his sons, and the darkness, is our cover. Pull sheets above our lovers, were perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to Yah, our city, your refuge, the fountains of living waters. The showers we with righteousness, restores my order and turns the song to a king, a song for my soul to sing that brought me down very low. My garments fight like the wings. Shaddaiah, pray this be the Most High that brought me out of insanity, crushed the towers of vanity, and made a man of me. I'm now asking for a key, no longer my your refugee. I'm now y'all planning.
We don't march to the same God. We don't march to the same God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I am Moray Ishya Yisrael from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 2330 Kemper Lane, here to bring you nothing but the truth. And we'd like to say shalom to all those that have tuned in from our listening and viewing audience. For we know the only reason you have tuned in is because of your great love and your great fear towards the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, all that therein is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only king, the only lawgiver, the only redeemer, the only savior of Israel and the world. Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Yahweh is the one that has ordained us to bring you his words of truth. And that's what we will do. And today, we will continue to show you Yahweh's word pertaining to our current state of affairs. Today, the world is gripped in trouble. All sorts of trouble. A pandemic that Yahweh calls a pestilence. Unrest that is in the earth because the governing powers have been continuing to oppress Yahweh's people in their time of ending this oppression has come to a head. And so you see trouble in the earth. You see peril in the earth. You see the state and the plight of the black man and woman on every news channel. Because even if it's a pandemic, it's mostly affecting the black man and woman. With the police brutality, it's mostly affecting the black man and woman. And today you have a situation in which over the weekend, 6 day night, which you know is Friday night, in Atlanta, Georgia, the police shot and killed yet another Hebrew. Yes, they shot and killed another unarmed black man. Some will say he wasn't unarmed because he had a taser. But compared to a gun, that's nothing. And they shot and killed him. Our brother was intoxicated, fell asleep in the drive-thru, and instead of the Wendy's staff walking out there themselves, waking him up, telling him to park, instead of the police telling him to catch an Uber home, he even offered himself that he will walk home. Instead of giving him a ride home, as many police have done with other people, they sought to find a way to arrest him. Why did they want to find a way to arrest him? Because he's a Hebrew. And no, he didn't make a good decision by attempting to resist the arrest physically with these police officers. That wasn't a great decision. And nor was it a great decision to run. But nor was it a good decision to murder him, to kill him, to shoot him in his back. It wasn't like he was threatening their life. If they thought their life was threatened, why would they use a taser? Because that's what he had, a taser. If they thought that was life-threatening, why would they do it to him over a parked car call? No, he wasn't threatening their life. No, he wasn't dangerous, life-threatening to anyone else. He was simply a drunk man making some bad decisions. And the police, racist as they are, quick to kill us before they help us, did exactly that. Protests hadn't stopped when they killed him, and of course they're not going to stop now that they've killed somebody else. But as I told you, and as we've taught you, Yahweh is showing his signs today. Yahweh will deliver a nation from the midst of another nation by temptations, the first thing. And that's what this pandemic is. It's a test to see, are you going to even hearken in fear and acknowledge Yahweh. He's the one putting forth this pandemic. And through signs, number two. And as we taught you, our brother George Floyd, when he was killed, it was signs surrounding him. The sign of three and the sign of four. Well, in this third month, on the sixth day of the month, I'm sorry, the sixth day of the week, but it was the 17th day of Yah's month, which is the order of three. They killed Rashad Brooks. Again, Yah's signs surrounding the sign of three, showing forth that he's doing these things for not only his servant, but to go forth throughout all the earth. And what is going on with our people? Unfortunately, the mass majority of our people are still enveloped in this darkness that allows you to believe and think that they're going to be changing things through police reform. Now they're talking about police reform. The governor of New York, Cuomo, went on national TV a couple of days ago to present his executive order that would reform all 500 police departments in his state. And that if these police departments did not adopt reform, that they would not be funded come April 2021. Of course, too long. The Minneapolis Police Department and City Council is moving to defund the police for reform. All these various bills to reform the police. Reform it. Reform these things. Reform the institutions. They don't want to get rid of them. They just want them to have new policies. They just want them to do new practices. They still want the same police, the same government, the same institutions, so they can make the same money and oppress the same people. But they think you're so destroyed that you'll just accept another round of reforms. When we was in chattel slavery, they called for the eradication of chattel slavery. Reform society. Reform this. Let's get rid of this slavery. Okay? So they did. But then they came with Jim Crow, so they needed to come with more reformations. So they did. But then they wanted us to reform the education system. Brown versus the Board of Education in 1954, 55. So they did. Now schools were desegregated. Now reform the electoral process. We want our voting rights, our civil rights. Reform the banking discriminatory acts. Reform the unions. So they did all this. Reform the communities. They did this. Reform the drug policies. Reform, reform, and reform. And they've been reforming all the time. That's what the politicians gain. Well, we're going to change it. We're going to reform it. But is that a plan that would liberate the oppressed? And is that what Yahweh wants to hear you do? And does Yahweh want to see you run after a bunch of folks that keep on lying to you about reformation. No, Yahweh doesn't see that as anything good at all. Go to the book of Isaiah, the 59th chapter. My teacher, Moray Elisha, presented 10 reasons why Yahweh, only true Elohim, in his book is the only book that provides the true way of life for the black man and woman. And one of those points were Yahweh is the only Elohim that has a plan of liberation, salvation, restoration, and redemption in vengeance for the black man and woman. And it has nothing to do with reforming NYPD. Nothing to do with reforming bills and laws, but it has everything to do with making things new, not just reform, completely bringing you something new. And look what Yahweh says in Isaiah 59. Verse 1 reads, "Behold, Yahweh's hand is not short that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear." So he's letting you know, even though you keep going to the ballot box, even though you keep running up and down the street to vote for a person, and you keep going to the ballot box to vote for a new law or to vote out an old law, even though you keep going down to City Hall and protesting and calling out to your government officials who close the doors, put soundproof plexiglass on the windows, they can't even hear you out there. Even though you're marching in the streets, Yahweh said his ear is not heavy that he cannot hear, his hand is not short and that it cannot save. But your iniquities have separated between you and your Elohim, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. And you're not even calling on him today. You're not even asking him today. But our people are starting to catch a whiff. They're starting to catch wind that this is the 400 years. And the reason these things are happening is because of our 400 years. And yes, Yahweh is letting you know, all your protesting, all your hollering, all your voting, all your campaigning is not what will change things. In Jeremiah 8, chapter the 20th verse, it reads, "The harvest is past. The summer is ended, and we are not saved." So we've gone through these things for 400 years, and we haven't been saved through the things that we decided were good for us to do. Voting and running for office and creating organizations. We done created organizations. Do you understand? You had the abolitionists that had organizations. You had abolitionists during slavery time. Then you had little groups pop up right after slavery. One of them was Marcus Garvey's group, the UNIA. You had another group pop up, NAACP. You had another group, the Nation of Islam. The Moors, Martin Luther King's group, Student Nonviolent Coalition, Malcolm X, in the Organization of African American Unity, church groups, the Black Panther Party popped up. You had many groups pop up. Various organizations, United Negro Improvement Association. What's the other one? The can't remember the one right now. Various groups, political parties, political candidates, new Black Panther Party, even this new group now, Black Lives Matter. Over the 400 years, these groups come up, and what do they call for? They don't call for Yahweh. They're calling to change policy. The summer is past, and we're not saved. But this summer will be different. Look in the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter. You got attorneys popping up, like this guy now. The brother, I think his last name is Crump. He's the attorney. He's been around the last around 10 years. I've seen him at all the prominent, big, popularized massacres of our people. He's been the lawyer, the go-to lawyer. Al Sharpton, his group. And they're all calling on the government. In Isaiah the 30th chapter, the first verse, "Woe unto the rebellious children, saith Yahweh, that take counsel, but not of me, that cover with the covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk down to go into Egypt, and have not asked of my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt." Yeah, he's saying, this is not what I asked you to do. This is not what I instructed you to do. Every time they kill one of us, y'all are going to the courthouse. Every time they beat one of us, y'all are going to the courthouse. And you let them come back outside to you and say, we're going to reform the police department. We're going to give them more training. They kill all our brothers from Obama got inaugurated. In the same month that Obama got inaugurated, the police murdered one of our people, Oscar Grant, in Oakland, California. And during Obama's presidency, there was a uptick in the publicity of the slaying of our people. Trayvon Martin, Eric Garner, Mike Brown, just to name the big names that hit national TV. During Obama, the Black president administration, and the best that could come out of that time was body cameras for police officers. That's what they did. That's how they changed the police department. You now have to wear body cameras. Well, our brother, they got murdered the other night. The police officer had a body camera on, and his fell off. And they're not showing the other police officer's body camera because it's showing the truth. That this man didn't have to get shot in the back. So you go to the politicians and you ask them to save you. But look in the book of plan of liberation. It is not a plan at all. Our plan of liberation is more slavery. We think we need to go to our oppressor and say, please help us from you. Like they're going to say, yes, we have been horrible to you. so horrible that we're going to give you everything you want now. If you go to your oppressor, who's in an economic turn, and they know that as soon as they give you some money, it's going to stimulate their economy. They know that. Why do you think they give you tax refunds? Why do you think they give you a stimulus check? Look, you get a stimulus check. I'm trying to tell you, I got this stimulus check. And I ain't no different than nobody else. So, yep, I went to the store. Because I had some money. But my goodness, the way people was buying up the most vain things they can find. It was like Black Friday in the day after Christmas in one. I mean, they didn't even have to put things on sale. TVs was gone. Video games was gone. Everything that had to deal with being in your house, watching TV and playing video games and listening to it the way you wanted to, was out. It was gone. Nightstand, TV stands, it's gone. Everything that just was about vegging out was gone. Everything. Out of there. So, and that's just for getting $1,200. So, you got a man, the head of BET, or the founder of BET, he called for a $14.7 trillion reparation package that will give 42 million black people in America senses to get this money. Don't think you would, because they got to know who you are. 42 million black people in America, it will give you $350,767, which incidentally is the order of four. But nevertheless, you would get $350,767. What do you think black folks is going to do with if their bank account one night was -2 and the next day they was having over $250,000? There wouldn't be enough merchandise in the stores. There wouldn't be enough cars on the lot. There wouldn't be enough fake Gucci bags in Chinatown. Black folks would turn this economy right back up because they would not consider their ways. Why is that? Because in the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, the 21st or the 20th verse reads, start of verse 19. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. And hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am Yahweh, your Elohim. Notwithstanding, the children of Israel rebelled against me. They walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them. Which if a man shall do, he shall even live in them. They polluted my Sabbath. Then I said, I would pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, in whose sight I brought them forth. I lifted up my hand unto them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the heathen and disperse them throughout the countries, because they had not executed my judgment, but had despised my statutes and had polluted my Sabbaths. Their eyes were after their father's idols. Wherefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live. This is what we received because we rebelled against Yahweh, So you can't live by the United States Constitution and its Bill of Rights and its 25 or 27 amendments. You can't live by these things, by these policies that tell you that you can go and vote. Vote and expect changes. And they say things, I've heard them say on TV, this change is like a big cruise ship. When you just don't turn right around, it takes a minute to get this thing to turn around. So you're basically telling us, don't think it's going to change overnight. You might see some more of your people get murdered. Necks get knelt on. Little kids get shot in the park. Women beat in the street. You might see some more violence and brutality because it might take a while. You can't live by these things. And this is what calling on our enemies has gotten us. Yet, Creator lets you know in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. You can't have no liberation plan that involves being under your oppressor. You can't have no plan of deliverance that would keep you indebted and encompassed by your enemies. We refuse to see the people that have been oppressing us for 400 years as the enemy. And they're not necessarily your personal enemy, but they're Yahweh's enemy, because they are the enemies of the right thing. You see, they're adverse to the word of Yahweh. And I'm not just talking about a race of people, a certain skin color of people. I'm talking about the institutions. And just to put it plainly, the United States of America is the enemy of the Almighty. So its government and all its institutions are inherently adverse Yahweh, which makes them your enemy, because they want nothing but the oppression of Yahweh's people. And in Isaiah the 8th chapter, the 11th verse, it reads, "For Yahweh spoke thus to me with a strong hand, and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people," saying, yeah, we shouldn't be walking with our enemies. We shouldn't be walking with our enemies to the courthouse. We shouldn't be walking with our enemies to the organization meeting, to the council meeting. These things have not bear any good fruit. How in the world do you go from being chattel slaves to hunting game? That's what we've gone from. We went from chattel slaves, where they profited off of our work, to hunting game, where they profit off our death. It's still oppression. We're like the deers in the field, and they come out and hunt us, catch us, and use us for their own gain. If you don't think so, just look at the world today. The NFL owner owner of a football team in America, is a billionaire. Thinking rich. He goes to the field and looks for black men to stock on his franchise. Nothing but a game. The whole law and order system is, do you understand, police wouldn't have a job if they didn't hunt black people for crime. Social workers, probation officers, judges, all these various officers of state government to maintain what they call law and order, profit off of your incarceration, off of your criminalization, even off of your death. This is not ideal for you at all. Creator said, why would you walk with these people? Saying, say ye not a confederacy to all them that of this people who shall say a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Why would you be afraid of the ones that are afraid of you? So the Creator is letting you know today that care how much reform they're talking about. I don't care how good it sounds to defund the police. I don't care what you think they're going to do, because this is a time of reckoning, as they say in the news. This is the time of change. What this really is the time of your deliverance. And if you continue to run after the ones that smote you, you won't know it's your time of deliverance until it's too late. Look what Yahweh said in Ezekiel 21 and verse 24. Therefore, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, because you have made your iniquity to be remembered, and that your transgressions are discovered, so that in all your doings your sins do appear, because I say that ye are come to remembrance, ye shall be taken with the hand, and thou profane wicked prince of Israel, whose day is come, when iniquity shall have an end. Thus saith the Master, Yahweh, remove the diadem, and take off the crown. This shall not be the same. Exalt him that is low. That's what you have. If Yahweh has exalted these low people, exalt him that is low, and abase him that is high. I will overturn it, and it shall be no more until he come whose right it is, and I will give it him. Meaning what? Yahweh has flipped this world three times, flipped it up, overturned it, and overturned it again. And overturned it again to the point you got this orange person as your president. He's overturned the whole world until the one the kingdom belongs to comes. And what will he do? What is Yahweh's plan of liberation? Well, let me tell you something. Go to the book of Isaiah, the 65th chapter. You're going to see how Yahweh is going to get things to be what you would call reformed. In Isaiah 65, start reading at verse 8. Thus saith Yahweh, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servants' sake, that I may not destroy them all. So yes, Yahweh is destroying, and he is judging the world, and he is killing a lot of people. But he said he won't completely destroy, because he'll save for his servants' sake. And I will bring forth a seed out of Yaakov. If you didn't know who his servant was, it's Yaakov. And out of Yehuda, an inheritor of my mountains, and mine elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there. And Sharon shall be a fold of flocks in the valley of Achor, a place of herds to lie down in for my people that have sought me. See, he's saving for the ones that seek him, not after city council, not after the government, not after the politician, but sought Yahweh. But ye are they, you are they, that forsake Yahweh, that keep on running to something else, like the church, that forget my holy mountain. You forget Jerusalem. You haven't remembered your own lot, that prepare a table for that troop, and that fashion a drink offering for that number. Therefore will I number you to the sword, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter. Because I called, you did not answer. Yahweh called us, and we called the politician. We didn't answer, Yah. When I called, you didn't answer. When I spoke, you didn't hear, and did evil before mine eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not. You went and ran to everything and everyone else except hearing Yahweh's word. Therefore, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, my servants shall eat. Yes, don't think that Yahweh is going to let his servants starve because you didn't listen. No, my servants, saith Yahweh, shall eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but you shall be ashamed. While you keep on running after man and trusting in man, it's not going to bring you any satisfaction. But those that are seeking Yahweh will be fulfilled and satisfied. Behold, my servants shall sing for joy of heart, but you shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit, and ye shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen. For Yahweh Elohim shall slay thee, and call his servants by another name, that he who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in the Elohim of truth. And he that sweareth in the earth shall swear by the Elohim of truth. Because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hid from mine eyes. For behold, this is what Yahweh said, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. So the first two things the Creator got to do, he's going to create this new heaven and this new earth, because the heathens and the people have defiled the earth. So it says in Isaiah, the 24th chapter, the earth languish and fadeth away. The heavens languish and fadeth away. We can't even have the same heaven no more. The same earth anymore. There's not, how are things going to not enter into your mind if it's the same earth? I mean, how are you just going to take them murdering our brother in Minneapolis out of your mind? How are you just going to take them air bombing Tulsa, Oklahoma? They dropped bombs from air. As a matter of fact, it's the very first time air-to-land bombs were deployed ever in this man's history. Never have men dropped bombs from the air on a people until 1921 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And who was in Tulsa, Oklahoma? Black Wall Street. A whole black city. Because they couldn't make money with the white folks, they had their own city with its own economy that was booming. And the white racists couldn't take it. And so they dummied up a reason and they dropped bombs on this place. They murdered thousands of people. And how you gonna remember? How you gonna forget that? They invaded the MOVE organization, the MOVE house in Philadelphia in 1981, and firebombed them. They bombed a church in Alabama, four little girls. I was in Georgia visiting my mother. I asked them, what kind of trees are those? They said, hanging trees. Why are we calling them hanging trees? Can't even look at a tree and forget that they hung us on these trees. Can't even look at the sky and the land and the water and forget the horrendous acts that were done on just your people. Not to mention what this fourth beast has done to the world. Yahweh said he's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. Does that mean this world is going to blow up and everybody's going to die? No. It just means he's going to renew it. He's going to wash it up. He's going to cleanse it. He said in verse 18, but be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. So he's going to renew it. He's going to cleanse it. And you're not even going to see it the same. It's going to be completely renewed. You won't even know that you're standing on a place where they slaughtered your people. But he's going to liberate through renewing the heavens, renewing the earth. Look in Isaiah 66, verse 15. For behold, Yahweh will come with fire and with his chariot, like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury and rebuke with flames of fire. See, he, when Yahweh comes to liberate, it's not by protesting and knocking on the judge's door. He's coming with fire. For by fire and by his sword will Yahweh plead with all flesh. And the slain of Yahweh shall be many. He's not going to let the people that's been touching the apple of his eye just walk around. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree, in the midst eating swine's flesh, and the abomination and the mouse shall be consumed together, saith Yahweh. I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all the nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, and that draw the bow to Tubal and Yavan, to the isles afar off that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. And they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto Yahweh out of all nations, upon horses and in chariots and in litters and upon mules and upon swift beasts to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, saith Yahweh. As the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel unto the house of Yahweh. And I will also take of them priests and Levites, saith Yah. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith Yah, so shall your seed and your name remain. He's going to make new heaven, new earth. He's going to do this when he delivers you, when he saves you, when he has forced the nations to bring you home, he's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. That's part of his plan of liberation, salvation, redemption, restoration, and vengeance. You see, he has to get rid of the enemies. Even though it's not the wisest thing that the protesters did, but they burnt up a police station. They're in the right direction. You cannot expect the oppressor to just change and not oppress you no more. It has to go. We don't call for the burning of any building. Yahweh got enough fire for everybody. We don't call for the rock throwing of anybody. Yahweh got enough brimstone for everybody. We call for you to call on Yah. But you see, Yahweh is going to burn it down. And he ain't going to need nobody to help him. Yahweh gonna burn it down, and there ain't gonna be no barricades to stop him. Because when he liberates, he eradicates the enemy. Look what else he's gonna make new. Because that's how you know you've been liberated. You have a new start, a fresh new beginning. Something got to be renewed in order for you to be able to go forth and be free. You're not free if you still owe Uncle Sam money. Yeah, just because you done went and repatriated to Africa, You still owe them money. There is no freedom and you got debt. There is no freedom and you still holding to your oppressor. They gotta be new. In Isaiah, the 62nd chapter, verse 1 reads, "For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all the kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of Yahweh shall name." Yeah, you can't be called the same thing you've been being called, which is what? "Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of Yah, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy Elohim. You shall no more be termed forsaken." You can't no more be called forgotten, forsaken. "Neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate." They can't call your land desolate no more. And you free? You can't be called forgotten and you liberated? The same words that's been used to call you your name can't be the same thing anymore. You can't be called forsaken. You can't be called nigger. You can't be called black. You can't be called African American. Your land can't be called desolate, the state of Israel. This can't be your place no more. Not when you're free. Yahweh said you can't be called no more desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah. For Yahweh delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. Yes, that's why you get a new name when you're married. You get to bring on a wife, and you give her name. She can't be called by the house that she was in prior. How is this a new house that she's going into? How is this a new family that she's going into if she doesn't have a new name? And how can you be called the same bywords and proverbs and things in this manner if you're free? That you're not asking the government to change these things. You're not protesting for your name back. You're not walking to get your land changed in their name. No, you just want new policies where Yahweh, he's going to not only give you a new policy, he's going to give you a new name. Because he's going to be married unto you once again. You can't have no liberation and you're the same old slave that you was before. But there's more things that need to be renewed in order for us to see how we will be liberated. If you go to the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, and this is the thing that must be renewed that you can do. You can do this. There is a way to save yourself. And let's look what the Creator says in Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, verse 23. "Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith Yahweh, and not that he should return from his ways and live. But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and doeth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be remembered. In his trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he hath sinned, in them shall he die. Yet ye say the way of Yah is not equal. Hear now, O house of Israel. Is not my way equal? Or not your ways unequal? When a righteous man turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and dieth in them, for his iniquity that he hath done, shall he die. Again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. You see that? When you, wicked man or woman, turn from all your wickedness and do that which is lawful and right, you shall save your very soul alive, because he considereth and turneth away from all his transgressions that he hath committed. He shall surely live, he shall not die. Yet saith the house of Israel, the way of Yah is not equal. O house of Israel, are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? Therefore will I judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith Yahweh Elohim. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, of him that dieth, saith Yah. Wherefore turn yourselves and live. The Creator said, turn from your wicked ways and make a new heart and a new spirit. Change by returning to Yahweh, and you'll save yourself. Yet Yahweh is not waiting for everyone to do this. That's a remnant that will actually do that. Look what Yahweh said in the book of Ezekiel, 36th chapter. Even though if you do that, you will be on the cups of liberation, because you will have shown yourself prepared for Yahweh, that you have taken the iniquity out of your heart, the transgression out of your spirit, and that you purposed yourself to not sin no more, to not commit transgressions anymore, to not commit iniquity anymore, that you have delighted in the law of Yah and meditated in his law day and night. But Yahweh, he knows only a remnant will do this thing. So what does he say in the book of Ezekiel, the 36th chapter, verse 17? Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land. They defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanliness of a removed woman. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries according to their way and according to their doings. I judged them. And when they entered into the heathens, whither they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said unto them, these are the people of Yahweh, and are gone forth out of his land. But I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whither they went. Therefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, I do not this for your sake, meaning I'm not liberating you because of you. I do not this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the heathen, whither ye went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, saith Yahweh Elohim, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. See, the Most High, he's going to do like he did in Egypt. He's going to sanctify us before all the heathen so they know that we belong to Yah. And it is Yahweh that does these things. Verse 24, for I will take you from among the heathen. He's going to get us. And gather you out of all the countries. And I will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. You shall be clean from all your filthiness. And from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you. And a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you. And cause you to walk in my statutes. And you shall keep my judgments and do them. You see, the Creator, when he liberates us, not only a new heaven, a new earth, a new name, but you'll even have a new heart and a new spirit. You're not going to be left with the remnants of the spirit that remembers McDonald's fries are better than Burger King fries. You're not going to remember this heart and spirit that remembers all the filthiness that you did so you can miss eating bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches. So you can miss running around with whoremongers and whores. Look what Yahweh says in the same chapter, verse 29. I will also save you from your filth and uncleanliness, and I will call for the corn and will increase it and lay no more famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach and famine among the heathen. Then shall you remember your own evil ways. He's going to let you remember this. And your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight. for your iniquities and for your abominations. Not for your sakes do I this, saith Yahweh Elohim. Be it known unto you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. He said, I'm going to let you just remember that. But thus saith Yahweh Elohim, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the waste shall be built. But he said, I'm going to let you remember that just so you can see how horrible you were. And then I'm taking away the new heaven, the new earth, and nothing else of that old evil time will come into your mind. But he's going to have to give you a new heart and a new spirit, a new name and a new earth and a new heaven. And when he gives you this new heart and this new spirit, go to Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. You see what else he's going to give you that's going to be with this new heart and new spirit. In Jeremiah 31, we'll start reading in verse 23. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, as yet they shall use this speech in the land of Yehuda and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity. Yahweh bless thee, O inhabitant, habitation of justice and mountain of holiness. And there shall dwell in Yehuda itself and in all the cities thereof together husbandmen and they that go forth with flocks. See, it's not going to be a bunch of this stuff you see today. You're going to have husbandmen. What's that? You're going to have people that are masters of the ground, planting seeds and growing food. And they that go forth with flocks, shepherds. Yes, simple living. You ain't going to have a bunch of computer technologists, bomb makers, all these type of folks that don't know how to pick an apple seed. But husbandmen is going to be in the land. And shepherds. For I have satiated the weary soul. And I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Upon this I awake. And behold, in my sleep was sweet unto me. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Yehuda with the seed of man and the seed of beast, as it is today. And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them for to pluck up and to break down, and to throw down, and to destroy, and to afflict, so will I watch over them, to build, and to plant, saith Yahweh. In those days, they shall no more say, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth a sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Yehuda. Yes. A new covenant, not according to the covenant I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Mizraim, Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith Yah. And he's saying it's not going to be according to that one. There's going to be something different with this new covenant. That's why it's new. And it ain't JC. But this shall be the covenant. This is what it's going to be according to. That I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith Yahweh. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. Yes, he's going to put the law in us. Didn't he say he's going to give us a new heart and a new spirit? And he's going to put his spirit within us? Well, what do you think he's going to use to do it? This new covenant. That's how you know you've been liberated. That's how you know policies will change. That's how you know you've been delivered. When you, in your own spirit, in your own heart, know, I ain't about to shoot my brother. I ain't about to sell dope to my sister. I ain't about to defraud my neighbor. There's going to be a new heart, a new spirit, and a new covenant in your inward parts. And write it on their hearts. And I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know Yahweh. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, saith Yah. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. This is a liberation that we should be walking for, fasting for, crying for, because this is a liberation that delivers you from trouble. You don't even got to tell people to know about Yahweh, because everybody going to know. You'll be liberated from this place, this time. But there's one last thing that Yahweh has to give you to show you his plan of liberation. Now, we started out showing you, in instructing you, that we've been depending on our oppressors, going to them, voting, protesting, rioting, forming organizations, doing various movements, just to get some changes. And it's the 400 year. 400 summers have passed. 400 harvests past, and we haven't been saved. But this one will be different. And Yahweh is letting you know his plan of liberation consists of a new heaven, a new earth, a new name, a new heart, a new spirit, a new covenant. And lastly, in Zephaniah, the third chapter, verse 7 reads, I said, surely thou wilt fear me. Thou wilt receive instruction, so that dwelling should not be cut off. Whosoever, howsoever, I punished them, but they rose early and corrupted all their doing. Therefore, wait ye upon me, saith Yahweh, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. See how Yahweh is going to take care of his enemies? Not through policy change, not through protesting, not through voting, not through getting a census number so we can allocate the funds to the proper communities, which hasn't worked for the 200 and some odd years America has been incorporated. This census hasn't worked. He said, my fire of my jealousy shall be upon all the nations. For then, after he's done this, destroyed his enemies, eradicated the police departments, the governors, kings, the parliaments, all the man-made and man-led institutions that have oppressed us and made the world to languish. Once he's destroyed them, he said, for I then will turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Yahweh to serve him with one consent. Yes, and this pure, this word pure means cleansed, which means it's a new language. All these new things are because of the cleansing. And that is what needs to happen. Because this pure language will be Yahweh's law. That will be the language that will all call on Yahweh with one consent, his law. Everybody that Yahweh lets survive will speak this one language. Moray Elisha called it love, and it is the law, because that is love. This one language to call on Yahweh, this pure new language to call on Yahweh with one consent, will be the word of the Most High. And it, when that occurs, you'll know liberation has taken place, because it will no longer be the laws of the heathens, the laws of your enemies, yet it will be the law of Yah. And freedom will be in your hands, and liberation in your eyes, and you will know that it is Yahweh that has saved you, because Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our king, and he will save us. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I. Shalom.
Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness justice flow as a stream. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Yo, Yah come in the volume of the book. His word is light, so we got the killers shook. Wisdom was in the chief places from the beginning to enlighten the sons of men. But the fighting among twins ushered in sin, and brothers been beefing ever since. Y'all come in the volume of the book by the truth and sell it not. So we got these robbers out here shook. Understanding is departing from evil. He flooded the earth once, and there'll be no sequel. But the fire next time. That's why I'm the messenger refined in the fire of affliction. Opening your eyes to the foolish ways in the devil's contradiction. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the stream. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the stream. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim.
I praise John summer and winter season, and dismiss the statues was called by these heathens. Y'all give me the reason to call them out, only misleading and treasons. A man's heart that was given to these beastless, no one not even. Back to seeking the heart of Yah. Seven is what he requires for the draw silver to be polished by fire. Constantly led by my Elohim, who visits messages through visions over dreams. Slaves that were formerly your king will one day rise and seek the purpose of their being. The feeling is serene, the Israel is the prince who has power with Elohim and man. And no longer do we advance to realize the reaches of the stars upon the shoulder of promotion coming by Yah, who can take it thus far. Give him how you die, Yasalat to the Almighty Yah.
Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim.
Singing to Allah, to my Yah, to my Yah.